Fantasy meets reality. Create the game we've come to know and love. Here now with his analysis of the players affecting your teams around the world is Dan Tortora in Fantasy Football Friday.
Welcome here to Fantasy Football Friday live with Dan Tortora here on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT and on WakeUpCallDT.com's homepage. If you're on the homepage, you can listen in to Fantasy Football Friday live and any show live. Once the show goes up live and is broadcasting, it will automatically play for you on your desktop and your laptop. If you're on your phone and you're on WakeUpCallDT.com, you have to make sure that you still hit play on the MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT feed that's on WakeUpCallDT.com. So however you're listening in, thank you so much for tuning in to the show. As always, cannot thank you enough. I truly appreciate it. Fantasy Football Friday, remember, it airs every single Friday at noon. This was a special case this week that we aired at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, so thank you to those who have made the switch and made an opportunity for themselves to listen right now here on WakeUpCallDT.com's homepage and MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT. If you haven't listened to the show before, Fantasy Football Friday Live talks about every single one of the 32 NFL teams. Whether they're in action or not, I break down who you should play, sit, and consider for fantasy football. As far as record goes and points go, have been leading you in the right direction more often than not. Sometimes there's those players that make a little bit of a switch or do something different, and those are the ones that become difficult to kind of figure out at times. You know, nobody's perfect. And with Deion Lewis, the running back for the New England Patriots, he's been a little bit of a challenge on when you should play him and when you shouldn't. But with a torn ACL, he's not going to be playing the rest of the season, which unfortunately for him, obviously, will keep him out. But the do you play him, don't you play him conversation will not happen again until next year. But I truly hope that everything will be good with Deion Lewis. As you know, because it's Fantasy Football Friday, the first thing that we have to talk about is Thursday Night Football's game that happened just a night before the broadcast of this show. And then I'll also go into the next Thursday Night Football broadcast so we make sure that we run the gamut here and I bring you Thursday to Thursday so you don't miss anything despite the show being on Friday. We're going to start with the Bills at the Jets, going from matchup to matchup all the way through. The Buffalo Bills, my notes here, LeSean McCoy may get you yards, 112 on the ground, but Carlos Williams gets you in the end zone, 26-yard touchdown off a catch. Carlos Williams has scored in all six of the games he's played in this season, four games scoring on the ground, two games scoring off of receptions, seven touchdowns in six games for Carlos Williams, who I told you to pick up 4 or 5 weeks ago. Some of you didn't listen to me, so I went out and got him myself on the waiver wire, so thank you for that. But if you don't have Carlos Williams and he's out there, make sure you go out and get him, waiver wire or free agency. Carlos Williams, the rookie running back out of Florida State, is worth the grab. He's one of the most productive running backs right now this season as far as scoring, getting in the end zone every single game. He's one of the most consistent. LeSean McCoy has three touchdowns in seven games, not as consistent, getting into the end zone in three of seven games this season. However, he has had back-to-back 112-yard rushing performances, adding in a little more with his receiving yards as well. So if you're in a standard league instead of a PPR league and you get points from, you know, if you get every 10 yards, I know in my league every single wide receiver, tight end, and running back, every 10 yards they get a point. So in the case of LeSean McCoy, who a lot of people emphatically call shady, that's 11 points right there with 112 yards rushing. So LeSean McCoy, good for the yardage. Carlos Williams, good for the touchdowns. Not big numbers from quarterback Tyrod Taylor, under 200 yards passing in each of the last three games. No multiple touchdown passing games since September 27th. Against a sub-level Miami defense, so that's something for you to look at. Sammy Watkins, not a bad guy to have, maybe a flex guy. He is a target, obviously, for Tyrod Taylor, and Tyrod tried to go to him more than once to no avail at certain points in the game against the Jets on Thursday night. So Sammy's good to have, but also not a huge point getter. Right now, if you're looking for points, it's Carlos Williams. He's getting the touchdowns. If you have LeSean McCoy and Carlos Williams together, which is this is a year you could do it, because not a lot of people thought much of anything from Carlos Williams as a rookie, then if you got them both, play them both. If you have one of them, you should probably at this point be playing whichever one you have. But Carlos Williams, I go on his side a little bit more so because of the fact he scored 7 touchdowns in 6 games. For the New York Jets, wide receivers Eric Decker and Brandon Marshall are both worth having out there on your team, even when they're on the injury report, especially with Eric Decker being questionable a bunch of times on the injury report this season, hasn't stopped him from playing or being effective. Decker has scored a touchdown off of a reception in 7 of 8 games he's played in this season for 7 total touchdowns, and Brandon Marshall scored a touchdown off a catch in 6 of the Jets' 9 games, 6 touchdowns overall. Both worth having. Eric Decker's career is being helped by Ryan Fitzpatrick, and Brandon Marshall's career has been resurrected by quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick, who the team should stay with all the way through. I said Geno Smith, before he even got into the NFL, that he wasn't going to translate to the NFL from West Virginia. I stand by that statement. I think the evidence shows it. Ryan Fitzpatrick is the better choice. He has raised the points in fantasy for both Decker and Marshall. Not a bad quarterback to have on your roster either. As a backup, he gets a couple touchdowns a game, so he is worth putting out there, especially in a bye week for somebody else. Running back Chris Ivory is very up and down. 23 carries for 26 yards against the Jaguars, but had 2 rushing touchdowns in the game. And then over 100 yards cumulative in running and catching the ball against the Bills, but no touchdowns. So Ivory's a good second back or a flex position back at this point. As far as the Bills defense and the Jets defense goes, I'm still not sold on either one of them right now. Lions at the Packers. The Detroit Lions offense has been pretty ugly all season. The man they call Megatron looks like he's lost a little bit of that feel that he's had in prior seasons. Megatron is not playing as well as he has in the past. I think that's a severe understatement. So I think that awe spark that they had in the movies for Transformers, that awe spark needs to get ignited into Megatron once again. Right now, it is not working. He has 3 touchdown receptions in 8 games this season. And Calvin Johnson in the first 8 games of last season also had 3 touchdowns at this point. The upside is that he caught 5 more passing touchdowns last season after catching 3 in the first 8 games. So he's not somebody to take off your team. He's questionable in week 10, so watch him. But this offense has not helped him really or anybody else this season. Golden Tate has been a bore. 1 touchdown reception in 8 games. I'd keep him off your roster. 80 yards was his highest total in 1 game this season. And at 5'9", 187 pounds, believe it or not, if there's one of the 3 receivers I tell you to put out there on your roster for the Detroit Lions, it's Lance Moore. The former New Orleans Saints wide receiver has been the best wide receiver for the Lions in the last 4 games. He scored 3 times in 4 games, 3 touchdown receptions. So Lance Moore, one of the very few positives for the Lions offense. Running back Amir Abdullah, I thought he'd have a phenomenal rookie season. It's been terrible. As far as looking at being a rookie, being able to come onto a team and score right away, play right away, he's only had 2 touchdowns overall in 8 games, 1 rush and 1 catch. Hasn't scored a rushing touchdown since the season opener at San Diego, and hasn't scored any touchdown rushing or receiving in the last 5 games as a whole. And not strong for yardage either. 50 rush yards is his best single game performance, and that came on the road against San Diego. Running back Joik Bell, who I thought would be the third down back with Amir Abdullah coming in, isn't even that. He's played in 5 games, scored in 1. Only rushing touchdown came on a 10 carries for 6 yards day. So he carried for negative yardage, scored a touchdown in his best game, which is kind of saying how the season has gone for the Detroit Lions. Running back Theo Riddick has been utilized in the passing game, but yardage have gone down in the last 3 weeks. 50 yards receiving to 40 to 30. But Theo Riddick's still one of those guys in a very deep league of 14 teams or more, even 12, to consider putting out there if you need somebody to fill a spot for someone that's off for a bye week. Looking at the other side of the Lions-Packers matchup, the Packers, obviously, Aaron Rodgers. I know he's had some off time. I know he hasn't done well in the last 2 weeks, but he is a guy that you still need to put out there. I don't think you can turn your back on somebody like Aaron Rodgers. I know that you shouldn't turn your back on somebody like him. James Starks is going to get the start over Eddie Lacy, who has been not good at all this season, as well as being injured currently. So if it was up to me, I would consider putting out James Starks as one of your backs this week because he's playing the Detroit Lions. And then also look at the fact that you have to put a guy like Aaron Rodgers out there against Detroit, who doesn't have good offense, defense, or special teams at this point. And James Jones at wide receiver seems to be the best option, with Randall Cobb obviously going to catch a few passes against the Detroit Lions secondary. Cowboys at the Bucks as we continue here on Fantasy Football Friday Live on WakeUpCallDT.com and on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT, which is the main live feed. Make sure you join MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT so that they will let you know when I'm doing my live shows and you can interact with me during the show as well. Any of the live shows, Fantasy Football Friday or any other show that I put out. Cowboys at the Bucks. This is a game that you would like to think that the Cowboys, who haven't been healthy since the first two games of the season, can still win. I stand by this, I truly do, that if the Dallas Cowboys had a healthy Tony Romo and a healthy Dez Bryant and a healthy Sean Lee and a healthy Lance Dunbar throughout the season, that all these losses that were very close would have turned into wins pretty easily, including the one against Philadelphia that went into overtime. I give a lot of credit to Matt Cassel, and I'll talk about him in a second here, but first, running back Darren McFadden has attained over 100 total yards in each of the last three games. 152 rushing yards at the Giants, over 100 cumulative against the Seahawks in running and catch. That's a big one. 117 yards on the ground against the Eagles most recently. So Darren McFadden is a guy to start, averaging a literal over 4 yards a carry, had 5.8 against the Falcons, 5.2 against the Giants the second time around. The reason why I make that note is that I think against the Bucks, we could see Darren McFadden get over 5 yards a carry again. 2 rushing touchdowns in 8 games, no receiving touchdowns so far, but he is good for the yardage, and 150 yards rushing in a standard league is 15 points minimum. Quarterback Matt Cassel getting more comfortable. Dez Bryant's back. So Matt Cassel's one of those guys, and I'm not going to tell you he's better than 15 other guys out there, at least. But I will say that if you need someone, you have to start somebody. Maybe you have the Dallas team quarterback on your roster and there's nobody else that looks good out there and you got other quarterbacks off. Matt Cassel most recently getting comfortable, more and more comfortable as his season progresses, had 299 passing yards against the Eagles, 3 touchdowns to 1 interception. So just saying, Matt Cassel, not a bad emergency quarterback for you. Cooking with Cole, Cassel might like him some Cole Beasley. Beasley, the guy who is the short receiver that doesn't always get a lot of work. He here and there will get different things in special teams and from Tony Romo. But Beasley had over 100 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns to lead all Dallas receivers in yards and touchdowns, most recently against the Eagles. He's a good pickup for you. Dez Bryant, over 100 receiving yards and a score against the Eagles. Watch his foot injury as well as his knee injury. He caught 5 of 8 targets, had over 20 yards per reception against the Eagles. So Dez is a guy that I hope you didn't get rid of when he was out injured. Good guy to put out there if he's good to go this week. The Bucks, still a no on Jameis Winston. It's a hard no on quarterback Jameis Winston to put out there. Running back Doug Martin is becoming the Doug Martin of last year. Had 100 yards rushing in 3 straight games. Then failed to reach that feat versus the Falcons and the Giants, which he should have with the defenses that they have that allow a lot of points. Hasn't scored a touchdown, either rushing or receiving, in the last 3 weeks, but he is used in the passing game. I wouldn't get rid of Doug Martin. I'm not saying he won't have a pretty average to good game against the Cowboys, but it's unfortunate to see that when Doug Martin becomes the Doug Martin that we want him to be, he always backs away from that at some point in the season, and he's doing it right now. Part of that is him sharing time with running back Charles Sims in his second season out of West Virginia for the Tampa Bay Bucks. Sims has yet to score a rushing touchdown, but he has 2 receiving touchdowns. No touchdowns overall in the last 4 games, though. but he is taking some of those carries and some of those receiving targets away from Doug Martin. So Charles Sims is a guy that could be affecting Doug Martin for you this week and beyond. Wide receiver Mike Evans, the Dallas defense special teams may be able to get some interceptions off the hands of Evans, who struggles to catch the ball at times, and as well as most recently. So Mike is a guy you want to watch, but he has 150 receiving yards or more in two of the last three games, coming against the Redskins and the Giants. He'll face another NFC East team this week in the Cowboys, and his 100-yard days come when Winston targets him 10 or more times. So if there's a lot of targets going Evans' way, that's good for you. He's a good guy to play in a flex position for you this week against Dallas. And Doug Martin, not a bad guy to put out there. Like I said, he can have an average to good game against the Cowboys. Tight end Austin Seferian-Jenkins, still hurt. Wide receiver Vincent Jackson on the injury report as well. Watch them both. I think Austin, it really depends on how much time it takes for him to get comfortable again with Jameis Winston. He was Winston's favorite target before he went out injured, and he's been limited in practice still with that shoulder injury. So that's somebody you might want to leave off as well this week. Before I take my first step aside here on Fantasy Football Live with Dan Tortora, on WakeUpCallDT.com's homepage on the MixLR feed and on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT. Thanks for listening in. I want to continue here before the break with the Panthers at the Titans. For the Carolina Panthers, quarterback Cam Newton coming off of a 4-touchdown game in a victory over the Packers. 3-pass, 1 running touchdown. Cam Newton is a guy to put out there. He's a points machine. 20 points he'll get you on the norm, in my opinion. Tight end Greg Olsen, leading receiver of all Panthers, playing every Panther in receiving yards. Everyone. Running back, tight end, wide receiver, doesn't matter. Greg Olsen, who I've told you to play every single week, is the leader in receiving yards for Carolina, just shy of 600, and touchdown receptions with 5. Of his 5 touchdown receptions, 3 of them have come in the last 4 games. He has 2 games this season with over 130 yards receiving, and including 131 yards against the shutdown Seattle Seahawks defense. Cam Newton, you need to be playing. Greg Olsen as well. Jonathan Stewart, only if you have to dig really, really deep this week, because Cam Newton is still getting the carries. Jonathan's getting a little bit more. He's getting a little bit more work in. Might get some work in against the Titans. But to me, he's still an average back. Cam Newton's still the dominant runner. Wide receiver Devin Funchess just caught his first pro touchdown. Wide receiver Ted Ginn Jr., second behind Olsen in receiving yards and touchdown receptions for the Panthers, both of those. And an oldie but goodie wide receiver, Jericho Cotchery, leading the team in receiving yards against the Packers with 82. So those are guys that if you have to dig deep, if you have some people off, you're looking at a flex position, you could look at Devin Funchess as well as Jericho Cotchery and Ted Ginn Jr. for the Carolina Panthers. Ted Ginn, probably your best option outside of Greg Olsen for that team. And now we'll take a step aside here. When I come back, Bears, Rams, Saints, Redskins, and so much more here on Fantasy Football Live. All 32 teams, even the ones on bye week, here with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com and the live feed on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT. We'll be back in just a few moments after these words from those partners that help make what I do possible.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's F-A-N-H-A-N-D-S FantasyFootballFriday.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Here is Tommy from Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub.
Woody's is going into its 13th year, and you know, we started out as a what we thought was going to be a neighborhood corner bar, which has turned into, you know, a really good sports bar. We're adding 360-inch TVs, just really a great place to have a beer and have some food. So that same Irish pub feel where you can go in there and relax and not worry about, you know, what's going on. I take pride in our food. We have burgers, wraps, salads, Cubans. Our wings, obviously, I think are some of the best in the city. We have a great Philly cheesesteak. We have a great Cuban. All my soccer players love the Buffalo chicken wraps.
Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub is located in the Mattydale Shopping Center off of Brewerton Road in Syracuse, New York.
Dan, this bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk. You can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? I was bouncing.
315-948-3100. 3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. It's just like we're doing right now. We're getting some air.
All right, Dan. I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do at Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping.
Get air.
Here is Stacy Tanner, owner of Ole Ole, talking about the freshest Mexican food you will find.
Every year as a family, we go to Mexico on vacation, and we love the cuisine. We love the freshness of the food. We can promise you freshly made food. Nothing comes in a package here. We got a bag of rice and a bag of beans, and the rest is all fresh vegetables and meats. We really wanted to represent Mexican cuisine and fresh food, where family and our young people or older people can go have a healthy, good meal. Well, we are located in the Mattydale Shopping Plaza. My side faces Woody's Jerkwater, so we are literally neighbors, my husband and I. So kind of a side entrance, and that's on Brewerton Road in Mattydale. Our phone number is 455-5653 or 455-5-OLE.
Welcome back here to Fantasy Football Friday Live on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt and on wakeupcalldt.com's homepage. If you're on the wakeupcalldt.com homepage on your desktop or your laptop, you will be able to hear the show play automatically. If you are on your phone on wakeupcalldt.com, make sure you go to the MixLR bar, and it'll say touch to begin playing, and make sure all you do is click on that, and the show will begin playing for you. Fantasy Football Friday Live airs every Friday at noon Eastern time. This week was the only exception to the rule. So next week, make sure noon Eastern time on Friday you're listening to Fantasy Football Friday Live. It is 3 p.m. Eastern time that it started this week, but Fantasy Football Friday Live will be every single week, as it has been, back at noon Eastern time from here on out. Continuing on with the conversation, the Bears at the Rams is the next group to look at. Matt Forte, there's a no on him right now. Matt Forte has been hurt. This offense has been hurt as well. As far as the way that they've been playing, healthy or not, just not liking what they have been doing. So Matt Forte with his knee injury, I'd stay away from Eddie Royal as well. Alshon Jeffrey, not a bad option to put out there. He has been able to get some yardage, get some points for you. But at the Rams, I like Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley and Melvin Gordon, I thought they both would come out and do well. One of them would separate. I thought it would be Melvin Gordon. So I will come here, as I always am honest with you, and say congrats to you, Todd Gurley, because he has been the one that has been better than Melvin, and I thought Melvin would have caught on a little bit faster. Todd Gurley's been amazing. He's making his case for being the Offensive Rookie of the Year, so I like that. And Tavon Austin as well for the Rams. I like Tavon because he's involved in so many different things to put him out there, especially against the Bears. I'd stay away from the Bears defense. I don't think they'll have much to give. St. Louis defense special teams is good to have in this week and throughout. St. Louis has actually put up some good numbers because they have a good special teams, good defense overall. They've made some plays. So I like St. Louis in this matchup with the Bears. Put them out there. Todd Gurley, he's questionable. It's not injury related. Make sure you go to my injury report every single week, which is presented by Dr. Tim Whiting of Stirp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. If you need help with your back, your body in general, call 315-472-7128 for Dr. Tim Whiting. Ask for him. Leave a message. If it's outside business hours, he'll call you right back. He gives me on wakeupcalldt.com. You go to the team tab, scroll down to Dr. Tim Whiting, chiropractor, and the injury report will be updated right before gameplay every single weekend. So make sure you check it out for Todd Gurley and everybody else. But I like Gurley and Tavon Austin going forward in this Rams-Bears game. As far as the Saints and the Redskins are concerned, for the Saints, there's a lot of guys out there that I like because Drew Brees has finally started to look a little bit more like Drew Brees. And one of the guys that I like that he's going out to is my man that I picked up most recently here is Benjamin Watson, the tight end. So go after Benjamin Watson. He's good to have, as well as the other tight end, Josh Hill. So the tight ends for the Saints, just like he did with Jimmy Graham, Drew Brees, it was a proven fact that he made Jimmy Graham better. And some people thought Jimmy Graham made him better. And now Jimmy's on a team with the Seahawks where he doesn't have Drew Brees and Russell Wilson's running around. He's not a pocket passer. So that's changed the output for Jimmy Graham. But for the case of Josh Hill as well as Benjamin Watson, having Drew Brees as a pocket passer has upped their fantasy value. So go out and get him. If you don't have him, put him on your team. Most likely somebody has Josh Hill, but they might not have Benjamin Watson. And Willie Snead, I like him as the young wide receiver. He looks like he's the target. Marquise Colston's done a little bit recently, but he hasn't been the top guy last year or this year. Willie Snead, if his knee is good to go, he's been limited in practice. Look out for him and consider putting him out there on your team. As far as the Redskins are concerned, not a lot of positives that I see from the Washington Redskins. I don't have anybody that I tell you to go out and play automatically. So as far as the Redskins go, I'd stay away from them. Matt Jones, not bad as a running back, but in most cases, stay away. For the Miami Dolphins going up against the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia, let's first take a look at the Miami Dolphins. And this offense has not been good. Jordan Cameron's hamstring has left him questionable. He was one of the options for Ryan Tannehill. Devontae Parker hasn't done much of anything at wide receiver. Damian Williams is on the injury report, too. He hasn't done much of anything either. Jay Ajayi, Lamar Miller, they're two guys to look at because Philadelphia does allow you to run the ball. So they allowed over 100 yards to Darren McFadden most recently. So for Jay Ajayi, who's coming off of his injury that kept him out all the way up until last week in Week 9, he's someone to look at in red zone. And Lamar Miller is another guy to look at as well in this matchup. for the backfield for the Dolphins. And Rishard Matthews, if you have to play a wide receiver, put him at the flex position. If you need somebody to put in there, it would be Rishard Matthews of the Dolphins. On the Eagles side of it, they have a lot of talent, and Jordan Matthews has definitely shown himself. He had a phenomenal game. Anytime Sam Bradford threw to Jordan Matthews, it was going to be a catch. And he had spacing. He made great moves on the Cowboys defense. So the Miami defense has even more of a Swiss cheese feel to it. Look for Jordan Matthews to have a big day. I could see him having 181 yards, couple touchdowns. So I hope that he does for the fantasy owners out there. Jordan Matthews is definitely a good receiver to have. And if Sam Bradford would learn from the Dallas game, the only thing he needs to do with Jordan Matthews is throw him the ball more. Nelson Aguilar, as a rookie, hasn't done much of anything. If he's on your team, I wouldn't take him off right away, but Jordan Matthews, to me, is going to get the looks. DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews both have groin issues. They're both probable in the backfield. I would look to play them both in this week against the Dolphins, and consider the Philadelphia Eagles defense just because of some of the Dolphins' woes. But if you have another defense, then maybe you step away from Philadelphia. I'm not sold on them. I just think that Miami's offense has been struggling, but Jay Ajayi, Rishard Matthews, and Lamar Miller might bring some bright points to this game. The Cleveland Browns at the Pittsburgh Steelers. As far as the Browns are concerned, there's only two guys that I feel really good about you playing, and I felt this way for a while now with one of them, and that's the tight end Gary Barnidge. Put him out there. I told you from, I don't know, week two or three that Gary Barnidge should be out there for you and that you could probably get him in free agency. Hopefully you got him. He is the second best tight end points-wise in fantasy this season behind only Rob Gronkowski and in front of Kansas City's Travis Kelce. So Gary Barnidge needs to be playing for you, and running back Duke Johnson Jr. needs to be out there because he's been involved in the passing game and the running game. And last Thursday when the Browns played the Bengals, there was only one touchdown thrown by Johnny Manziel, and that was to Duke Johnson Jr. coming out of the backfield and running a route from left to right. So make sure you have Duke out there for Cleveland. As far as other injuries, Brian Hartline, Andrew Hawkins are supposed to come back from a concussion, but they haven't really done much of anything. And Johnny Manziel, most likely the go. He's practiced fully. Josh McCown still being hampered by his rib injury. On the other side of this matchup from the Cleveland Browns is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Le'Veon Bell, as you know, is out, which has brought about the resurgence of D'Angelo Williams. He came over from Carolina, comes on to Pittsburgh. They need a running back. Le'Veon Bell suspended at the beginning of the season. D'Angelo goes out, exceeds expectations week one, exceeds expectations week two. He keeps moving forward. Bell comes back. D'Angelo goes to the bench, not because he did anything wrong, but because the starting running back is back. Le'Veon Bell goes down. D'Angelo Williams comes right back in like he didn't miss a beat. Two touchdowns, over 100 yards. If he is a go, you need to put him out there. His foot injury has left him probable, even though he hasn't practiced. So put D'Angelo Williams out there. Look for some good things from him. Big Ben, with his foot injury, has not practiced. So you want to watch him and watch the situation. But I think wide receiver Antonio Brown is a safe bet. D'Angelo Williams is a safe bet to put out for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you can look at a Martavius Bryant because more than one quarterback on Pittsburgh has gone to him. Marcus Wheaton is a Michael Vick guy. So if Vick isn't out there, then Marcus Wheaton isn't really going to help you much at all because Roethlisberger, Landry Jones didn't really look his way. Jacksonville Jaguars at the Baltimore Ravens. The Jaguars, I told you at the beginning of the year, you better pick up Blake Bortles, Allen Hurns, and Allen Robinson. If you didn't listen to me, I was talking about the two Allens before they were called the two Allens. So hopefully you got them. Hopefully you gave them a shot. Hopefully you have them on your roster, and hopefully you put them out there. Allen Hurns was questionable last week with foot and thigh injuries, but he played. He hasn't practiced. He's questionable this week against the Ravens. However, Ravens defense hasn't been the same defense they've been in the past. If Allen Hurns is a go, he needs to be out there for you. So watch the injury report on wakeupcalldt.com. Go to the team tab, scroll down to Dr. Tim Whiting Chiropractor. That page from Dr. Whiting, because we talk about injuries every week in our show, Wellness with Whiting, which you can hear on the same page. Right under those shows, you're going to see the injury report of all 32 teams. If Hurns is a go, put him out there. Allen Robinson, put him out there. Two of the youngest, fastest players to get to where they are. two of the youngest players at the wide receiver position in the history of the NFL to be as successful as they are. Don't look at the record of Jacksonville. Look at the content that these players are giving you. Look at the quality and the quantity that they're providing you in fantasy football, as well as Blake Bortles. So he's a guy to look at to put out there for your team as well. For the Baltimore Ravens, obviously they've had a ton of injuries. I will say the fact that Rashad Perriman, that has not played from his PCL injury in July all the way through, is questionable. He is not completely out, but he's questionable. He hasn't played. He's going to be rusty, obviously. So the Baltimore Ravens, not too many that I would play. Maybe you look at a Justin Forsett in this situation, just because the offense has to rely heavily on him and what he has done so far. So if you have to choose anybody, I guess you have to look at Justin Forsett for the Baltimore Ravens. Moving forward here before our second break on Fantasy Football Live with Dan Tortora, Vikings and the Raiders. For the Vikings, leave quarterback Teddy Bridgewater off of your roster. Not a high fantasy either way if he is going to play or not coming off of his concussion. And if he does come off the concussion and play, it's only been a week's time. Running back Adrian Peterson will put some work in against the Raiders, so put him out there. This Raiders defense, not bad, though. Maybe you want to consider the Ravens defense, or Raiders, pardon me, defense and special teams. Raiders at home with Derek Carr and Amari Cooper growing together. I like it. Running back Latavius Murray's injured, also underwhelming in his starting role. So watch Latavius Murray. I wouldn't necessarily put him out there for you. I've been putting him out the last couple weeks. Don't like what I've been seeing. But I like the Derek Carr, Amari Cooper relationship. I don't really like the Vikings defense, and I like the Raiders defense in this situation. Adrian Peterson might get knocked down a little bit, but he should be able to do some positive things for your team. And before we take our final step aside on Fantasy Football Friday Live, the Patriots and the Giants. This is a matchup of two Super Bowls in which the Giants came out on top. But we're here in the regular season, and the Giants have given up a lot of yardage and points this season. So looking at this matchup, going over to the Patriots, wide receiver Julian Edelman's knee is questionable. It doesn't matter. Whoever they put questionable ends up playing. I would play Julian Edelman, play tight end Rob Gronkowski, play running back LeGarrette Blount, who is still underestimated by some people out there, which boggles my mind, play quarterback Tom Brady, and I think it's going to be a higher scoring game, so I'd probably stay away from both defenses in this case outside of one of the defenses or both of them getting an interception or two. I don't think there's going to be too much craziness going on as far as the defense of either team. And for the Giants, Victor Cruz, still questionable, hasn't done anything this season. I like Odell Beckham Jr. I put him out there. I'm not sold on Rashad Jennings, nor am I sold on Andre Williams in the backfield. But Shane Vereen going up against his old team, and he can catch the ball well out of the backfield. Maybe he's a sleeper flex position for you this week. And that will lead me to my final step aside here before I go into Chiefs, Broncos, Cardinals, Seahawks, and Texans, Bengals, as well as the teams that are off. We're going to take a step aside here on Fantasy Football Friday Live. I'll talk to you in just a few moments right here on WakeUpCallDT.com and on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
Hey, this is Dan Tortora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, here to tell you that the Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue, down the road from the Carrier Dome, is your home for all pregame, postgame, and during the game excitement in Central New York. Make sure you come out for my live Syracuse pregame shows before Syracuse football and Syracuse men's basketball home games. We'll have a live pregame show for you there with me, Dan Tortora, and special guests throughout the season. Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue, your local Central New York hotspot for all of your bar needs, as well as great food, great atmosphere, and a great time with the Central New York community. Right down the road from the Carrier Dome, be a part of game day at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, New York.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or ice milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissIg Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You got to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Welcome back here to Fantasy Football Friday live on wakeupcalldt.com's homepage and on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. If you haven't yet, make sure you become a member free of MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT. Let you know when I'm doing my live shows and allows you to chat with me, which I've been able to do today during the show. I always appreciate the live chat and the questions that I get. So thank you so much for the people that have been involved with me in the live chat, including those listening today. I truly appreciate that opportunity, and I thank you for listening on wakeupcalldt.com. If you're listening to the live show there on your desktop and laptop, when I'm live, it'll play right away. If you're on your phone, you have to touch the MixLR bar to start the show, so make sure you do that. Every time I'm live, it will be announced on wakeupcalldt.com, on facebook.com/wakeupcalldt, and on Twitter at calldt. CALLDT. So the best thing for you to do is become a free member of wakeupcalldt.com. You can do that on the homepage. And to also follow me on Twitter and like my page on Facebook. That will make sure that you are the first person to know when a show is coming up, what the show is about, and what you can expect. So make sure that you're following me on there. And thank you to everybody who has been and who is. To get back into the matchups here for Fantasy Football Friday Live, looking at Week 10, the Chiefs and the Broncos tight end Travis Kelce has a groin injury, but he is probable. I put him out there. Sharkhandrick West, the running back that's really shown himself, 18 and 17-point performances he's coming off of before going to the bye. The Broncos that are a better defense, but if DeMarcus Ware is not going to be out there, that could be helpful on that line. So Sharkhandrick West, I'd put him out there, as well as Travis Kelce. On the Broncos side, Peyton Manning, 3 yards away from having the all-time record in passing yards, which I believe Brett Favre's record is 71,838. And this would put Mr. Peyton Manning above that. So that would be a phenomenal feat for Peyton Manning to overcome. I think Peyton Manning would be good in this game to put out there as far as who you need to play for the Broncos side of it. So, yep, 71,838. Peyton Manning is at 71,836. So he needs 3 yards. I put him out there. If he's playing pissed off from the last game, which he should be, then I think he'll play like the Peyton Manning that we know and how he needs to be. So Peyton has been a little bit of himself, not so much of himself this season, more often than not. Hopefully he'll get back on it, but he's a points guy. He gets you points. Owen Daniels, I like him at the tight end position for the Broncos, as well as Demaryius Thomas. With Emmanuel Sanders' injury, you want to stay close, see how Emmanuel's doing. He hasn't practiced from that ankle injury. He's still questionable, so you do want to watch that. And Owen Daniels is questionable with shoulder and knee injury, hasn't practiced either. So make sure you're watching the injury report on the team tab of wakeupcalldt.com. Go to the team. Scroll down to Dr. Tim Whiting, chiropractor. Click on that. Check it before game time. See how Owen Daniels and Emmanuel Sanders are looking. I like Demaryius Thomas. C.J. Anderson as a third running back for you. Flex guy, so to speak, would be good to have out there. For the Cardinals and the Seahawks, I want to take a look at Chris Johnson. Chris Johnson has had 3 weeks where he has had for the backfield of the Arizona Cardinals. He's had double digits in points. He had 10 at Detroit, 18 against Baltimore, and 27 against San Francisco, but he's playing the Seattle Seahawks this week. I don't think he's going to be bad. I think David Johnson, who's another running back who doesn't get really any yards at all, but he's used on the goal line, he could have 3 carries for 3 yards and 2 touchdowns. So David Johnson is a guy to maybe consider in a game like this where some weird stuff could happen. Chris Johnson, play him as your second back or as your flex guy. I wouldn't totally run away from him when he's playing the Seahawks, because the Seahawks have given up some yardage to other players this season, and I also believe that Chris Johnson is having a pretty darn good year this year. So look to him for the Cardinals. I would also look at the likes of, for the Arizona Cardinals, Larry Fitzgerald as well, and Larry Fitzgerald's probable with his ankle injury. He's practiced fully. And I would also take a look at Michael Floyd, who's not on the injury report. So two guys to consider, maybe as flex guys because they're playing the Seahawks. The Cardinals defense special teams, I would play them. I would play Seattle's defense and special teams. I would side with Seattle, but Arizona also has a good defense. As far as the Seattle Seahawks go, somebody needs to wake up Mr. Marshawn Lynch and let him know that beast mode is not what he is in right now. Right now, he's in sleep mode for the most part. So when I look at Marshawn Lynch, I'd like to see him do more. Arizona's got a good defense, so I don't know how much he's going to give you. Thomas Rawls isn't bad to have, but Lynch and Rawls I'm not trusting 100% right now. So if it comes down to it, you have a question specifically about your team, send it to me. But what I'm saying to you in this moment is that I am not sold on telling you Marshawn Lynch or Thomas Rawls are the guys to put out there, especially in this game against the Cardinals. Russell Wilson, I'd probably stay away from him too in a game like this with the Arizona Cardinals coming to town. And I did want to make a note, in the Panthers-Titans game, I didn't tell you somebody who should be playing. The Panthers have been giving up yards on the ground, and this sleeper has been phenomenal as far as what was expected of him, absolutely nothing. And what he's done, some pretty darn good things. And that's running back Antonio Andrews for the Titans. So if you have him, play him. He might be out there, could be out there in free agency. Go get him. My wife picked him up. Phenomenal job by my wife. Kudos to her. She was very smart, smarter than me in that situation. So Antonio Andrews is a guy to put out there for the Titans-Panthers matchup that I forgot to mention. And finally, for Monday Night Football, the Houston Texans at the Cincinnati Bengals. For the Texans, I would say no to their defense and special teams like I have all year. Potential late week scoring for you in that Monday night game. If you're down by 10 going into Monday night, down by 8, even better to have wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins out there, who has weathered the Texans storm this season like Andre Johnson had done in the past. So it's a good option to have a DeAndre Hopkins on your team, especially for Monday night with the Texans going into Cincinnati. Bengals defense, special teams could do some things in here. They're worth considering. They're not the best out there, but they're playing the Texans. Running back Jeremy Hill and running back Giovanni Bernard for Cincinnati still are good as one back together, but not apart. So if you handcuffed them, like someone did in my league, good job on your part. It's who has the ball, when, and for how long. Jeremy Hill can have 3 touchdowns and 50 yards. Giovanni Bernard could have 170 yards and no touchdowns. So they're good to have them both. Jeremy Hill is a good option to put out there. So is Giovanni Bernard. I can't ever tell you to not put one of them out there, because when I do that, that one does well. Hill gets less yards, but he can have multiple rushing touchdowns, like I said, in short yardage. And then AD stands for all day. It should be ADD, all darn day, because Andy Dalton is putting in the work this season. He is a quarterback, a top 5 fantasy football quarterback. Before the numbers showed it, I was talking to you about it week 3, week 4. You need to put Andy Dalton out there, especially on Monday night when you need points. Andy Dalton has run a prolific offense. I like it. I like him. I wish I would have picked him up when I was thinking about it, because people always leave Cincinnati on the board. So put him out there. 18 touchdowns to 4 interceptions in 8 games. Has thrown for 3 touchdowns in 4 of his 8 games this season. I like Andy Dalton. AJ Green is a good flex guy to put out there. Not sold on Mohamed Sanu. So those are all the matchups. That's week 10 for you. But I promised you that we would look a little bit ahead here, and we would go into next Thursday night's game. Since the show is Fantasy Football Friday, obviously I will not be on before the next Thursday game. So I want to go into week 11 and talk to you about Thursday with that, just to get you set. It's Tennessee against Jacksonville on Thursday, November 19th. For the Titans, Antonio Andrews, because they run the ball. Jacksonville's run defense is just not there. They're not positive. They're not going to help you out more often than not. So Antonio Andrews has done well against better run defenses. I'd put Antonio Andrews out there. If Kendall Wright's healthy, think about him. Delanie Walker at tight end, put him out there for the Tennessee-Jacksonville game coming up next Thursday. And also put him out against Carolina. I like Delanie Walker. He does some good things with the ball. And for Jacksonville at home against the Titans, they have something to prove. Blake Bortles, Allen Hurns, Allen Robinson, all day as always. So that's this past Thursday to Thursday, November 19th, and all the matchups coming up this Sunday and Monday for Week 10. Now it's my time to talk about the teams that have some time off. The San Francisco 49ers, there's not a lot that I like from them, but I will give some props to Blaine Gabbert and what he was able to do in some dicey situations, but I'm still not sold on anybody in San Francisco. So listen in for next week's Fantasy Football Friday Live on November 20th to get my thoughts on the Niners at that point. San Diego Chargers, still like Phillip Rivers, still like what he can do. Melvin Gordon, I'd like to see a lot more out of him. Keenan Allen, it's a tough loss. Antonio Gates, Ladarius Green, both of those guys have been hampered by injuries. But I like Danny Woodhead, still like Phillip Rivers a little bit there. Well, a little bit more than a little bit. Like him above average, so to speak. The Indianapolis Colts, Andrew Luck, some reports are saying he's done for the year. Other ones are saying he's coming back after the bye week. I don't know how you can with a lacerated kidney. So Matt Hasselbeck, going to be out there. T.Y. Hilton, not a bad guy to have out there. For the Colts, I like Moncrief. He's been doing a good job as a young receiver for the Colts, so I think about him too. And for the Atlanta Falcons, Devontae Freeman's obviously the guy that you got to put out there, and Julio Jones as well. So now that I got a few minutes here, we've wrapped up all the matchups and everything going on. With the last few minutes of Fantasy Football Friday Live here with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com's homepage and on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT, I'm going to go to the most added and most dropped players according to ESPN.com, which is what I do my leagues through. Most added player going into Week 10 is James Starks, the Green Bay running back. Behind him is James White, the New England Patriots running back. Don't agree with that. Carlos Williams, a Buffalo running back, number 3. I like that, so I like the Starks and Williams. I think Williams should be first. Kirk Cousins, number 4. Don't agree with that. Nick Novak for Houston, who used to be with San Diego as a kicker. I like that. Derek Carr, good move to put him out there. Number 6, Steelers defense, not bad. Richard Rodgers, Green Bay tight end, not a bad choice. Brandon LaFell of the Patriots, I go back and forth with that. Blake Bortles, number 10, can't believe he was still out there. Matt Jones, number 11 for Washington. Kamar Aiken of Baltimore, don't really like that one. I'm not too sold on that. Kai Forbath, New Orleans kicker, not sold on that. Brandon Bolden for New England, not bad. Devontae Adams, Green Bay, needs to show me more. And then we got some other kickers, and Wes Welker on St. Louis now as an option, and Doriel Green Beckham for Tennessee, not a bad option, coming up November 19th against the Jaguars for Thursday night, and for Carolina, I'll watch it, but I like Delanie Walker over Doriel Green Beckham. Most drop players, Deion Lewis, obviously with the injury, Matt Bryant of Atlanta, Falcons defense because they give up way too many points, Malcolm Floyd of San Diego, as well as Josh Lambeau, the kicker of San Diego, Keenan Allen from his injury, Joseph Randall from being released, Nick Folk, Le'Veon Bell, Steve Smith, all injured. So a lot of injured guys being dropped. Ladarius Green because he gets injured too much. Vikings defense, who I told you not to play. Amir Abdullah is in the top 20 as well. And Anquan Boldin's 19, who I dropped as well. And to let you know who's doing a good job as far as fantasy football, to look at it overall here with some numbers, I think it's important to note, finishing off here with Fantasy Football Friday Live with some extra time, that Devontae Freeman still atop all running backs in the country in fantasy points. Mark Ingram, who you should be playing for the New Orleans Saints, so make sure you put him out there. Adrian Peterson, Chris Ivory, believe it or not. Lamar Miller, Danny Woodhead in the top 6. Doug Martin, Todd Gurley, and then Matt Forte, who's injured right now. D'Angelo Williams, not too far out of the top 10, nor is Chris Johnson, the best quarterback out there in the 2015 season. You guessed it, Tom Brady, Phillip Rivers, why I'm still sold on him, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Cam Newton, Andy Dalton, Carson Palmer, who you should also consider putting out against the Seahawks, but if you got somebody else, stay away from putting someone against the Seahawks defense. Eli Manning's up there, believe it or not, Derek Carr and Blake Bortles, the young guys in their second year, not too far behind Eli Manning. Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, the top 2 guys for receivers. Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham's worked his way up. Larry Fitzgerald, Allen Robinson in the top 6 out of Jacksonville. Julian Edelman, Brandon Marshall, Allen Hurns in the top 10. So 2 top 10 receivers from Jacksonville. Hopefully you listen to me before the season started. If not, you need to make some trades. Tyler Eifert of Cincinnati, make sure you put him out there as well. I did not note him for Monday night. I meant to. Tyler Eifert coming off of 3 touchdowns in the Browns-Bengals Thursday night game. I like Tyler Eifert. Gary Barnage, Rob Gronkowski, Greg Olsen, Travis Kelce, Benjamin Watson, Delanie Walker, all in there. Ladarius Green, the only one that doesn't make sense to me in him scoring points. And your best defense really quick here. Broncos, Rams, Cardinals, Seahawks, Eagles, and the Panthers are all there. So make sure you're putting them out there if you got them. Thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate all the time that you spend on wakeupcalldt.com. Listen, watch, and read on the website. Make sure you become a member free. And just to note, the top kickers, New England, Giants, Denver, Baltimore, and Seattle. This is Dan Satora of wakeupcalldt.com here with you on Fantasy Football Friday. I'll talk to you next Friday at noon at our normal time, noon Eastern. God bless.